SBS Radio.
I work in a position that is establishing services to identify hearing loss in young children.
Yeah.
And if we think about the role of the mothers and the women in the community that look after our children, it is also important for them to be aware of hearing and getting their hearing checked as part of good health. So there are a lot of options out there for especially our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women to be getting those tests done in their community and in the regional areas.
If women don't look after their health, especially in terms of hearing, what could be the incidence?
What we're finding at the moment is, and I can speak from my own experience, I grew up with hearing problems and ear disease as a young child, and now that I'm older, I actually do have some hearing loss that's come off that. And the story that I talk about is not unusual for many of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Yeah.
And it happens in communities and in metropolitan areas as well.
Deloitte Access Economics actually released a study lately, and it says that there's an increase in hearing loss prevalence among Australian women, and this is projected to rise up to 23.5% in 2060. That's about a quarter of an increase by one woman out of four.
You know, that stems from a lot of influences that we experience every day in our life with the use of technology around earphones, headphones. We're now using, you know, amplified sound through speakers, surround sound. So there's a lot of things in our life that enhance sound.
Yeah.
But if we don't care for our ears or be kind, it actually has a negative impact.
This Friday, the 6th of September, is the last day of actually Women's Health Week. What are the recommendations of Hearing Australia, a message to take home for all the women out there?
What we're recommending is that we be mindful of those sounds that might impact negative, you know, issues to do with our hearing. And also, as part of your regular health check, we encourage our women in the communities to also include getting your ears checked on a regular basis. And our services of Hearing Australia are located all around Australia. We can, there's an office nearby, or you could contact our number and organise a hearing test. So we would hope that you would include that as part of your health regime on a regular basis.
Last time I spoke to one of your colleagues, it was a little bit more than a year ago, and it was about some positive outcomes for small Indigenous children, because the having their ears checked earlier was improving, and they were getting their hearing aids at a younger age. What's the situation with the mothers? Have we seen a similar good development regarding the mothers, or there's still a lot of work to do?
Yeah, look, we were starting to move into that space now around raising community awareness in our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, particularly in the rural and remote areas. But that also applies to our families living in the metropolitan areas. We do also want to encourage, we're making a big effort to make sure our young children are being detect for hearing loss and ear disease, and we would hope that that message would continue on to the parents to make sure that they also do the regular checks.
Because nowadays, as you said, we have headphones and our work environment is busy and noisy. What recommendations do you give the longest time one can spend with a headset on or headphones on?
Well, the recommendation is that the sound level is no more than 80% of the full volume, and that you would wear that kind of device for no more than 1.5 hours at one sitting. So you're reducing your time to that type of noise coming through that device, and it's not a prolonged event.
Yeah. And now, just a message to take home. Some aspects that we haven't covered that are really important for our women, mothers and sisters to take home.
The take-home advice would be, often we don't know when something's missing until it's gone. So the regular checks of getting your ears checked along with anything else as part of your health check, that would be my take-home message, that you include that.
Yeah.
And be kind to your ears. Take care of the sound that surrounds you, and also be mindful that, you know, when you do have hearing loss, sometimes you don't know that until you actually talk to people. So don't be frightened to actually go and talk to someone in your health centre or at Hearing Australia,
yeah,
just to get some information to create more awareness around that.
Yeah. Any tools you'd recommend?
Well, you can pop on the Hearing Australia website, and they have information for all Australians about the different devices and resources that you can access. sbs.com.au